Democrat nominee Charlie Crist, Defeat Fascism, Defeat DeSantis. By Hannah Blow on August 24, 2022. Democrat gubernatorial nominee Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, says he is aiming to defeat fascism, a favorite phrase of the radical left, by challenging Governor Ron DeSantis. R. After claiming the popular Florida governor is the biggest threat to democracy we've seen since Trump. Crist won the Democrat nomination Tuesday night after squarely defeating the state's Commissioner of Agriculture, Nikki Fried, D. The victory was decisive. With 99% of the votes in, Crist led 59.7% to Fried's 35.2%. Crist Wednesday morning posted an ad on social media, attempting to draw a stark contrast between himself and his Republican opponent. "Let's make history, Florida. Defeat fascism, defeat DeSantis," he wrote. The ad itself contends that DeSantis does not properly represent Floridians, cutting back to the governor confronting the media for pushing false narratives. It is an interesting phrase to highlight as a negative trait, particularly in light of the fact that the DeSantis campaign has highlighted the governor's willingness to boldly confront the dishonest media as a positive in its top gov ad release this week. Crist's ad, however, also places a spotlight on DeSantis protecting parental rights in education, battling woke Disney, and making progress with pro-life initiatives, casting them all as negative things. The ad concludes that DeSantis is attacking Florida as Crist asserts that the governor is only about freedom if you do what he says. "He's banning a woman's right to choose, disenfranchising black voters," he said. "For him, politics is all about power resentment. He wins. You lose." Crist's line of attack, casting DeSantis as a fascist leader, is not necessarily new. Earlier this week, Crist stated that DeSantis, the governor who rose to the spotlight throughout the Chinese coronavirus pandemic for refusing lockdowns and mandates as blue states embraced them, is the biggest threat to democracy we've seen since Trump.